Living the dream.
Oh, I'm a tax swinger, mate.
And he gets to see my face every week, so I mean, how lucky is he? Absolute professionals at this. We do put it on YouTube.
I'm genuinely impressed, mate. Genuinely impressed.
Edit that. We'll cut that bit out.
Good evening, Andy.
Good evening, mate.
Happy Dad Tales Day, my friend.
Happy Dad Tales Day to you.
Go on then, hit us up. What are we on?
Season 2, episode 18.
Oh.
Do you know what else I was thinking we should do?
Go on.
I know we've kind of just welcomed each other, but we should say who we are. Just for new time listeners. So, I'm Andy. This is Andy.
I'm Go Leon. On. This is Leon.
I'm sure we could get that a little bit better if we practice it a bit more.
Like I said, ultra professionals this, always.
Ultra professionals at all times. How are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. How are you? More to the point.
Well, more to the point, how are you? Because I feel that you're more important.
Let's get off that.
You're right. I'm more important.
You're damn right. I don't need bigging up. I'm all right.
You're big enough.
I am. So how's your week been, mate?
My week has been pretty quiet.
Really?
I can't really think of anything. Oh, kids have been here this weekend. Do you know, I think Andy's become a bit of a philosopher.
Oh, nice.
Wait till you hear what I'm going to tell
you. Oh, what?
We was driving the other day, was in car the other day, and she just said, Dad, what if the stars in the sky are just air holes so we can breathe?
Well, that's deep. I like that.
Wow. And then she followed that up by one of those mind-blown gestures.
That's deep.
I thought so, for an 8-year-old.
Yeah, that's good. That's good going, that.
She's nine.
Yeah, she's nine.
Yeah.
Well, Dad of the Year. Let me just clap for you now.
Let me just claim that award. Oh, she told me a joke as well. Can I tell you a quick joke? How do you get an elephant in the fridge?
Don't know how to get an elephant in the fridge.
You open the door and put it in. How do you get a giraffe in the fridge?
Open the door and put it in.
No, you have to take the elephant out.
Hey! We don't... Walked into it, didn't I? Walked into it.
I said exactly the same as you.
Oh, I walked into that one.
Exactly the same. But yeah, it's been a good weekend. We built a den.
Oh, I love den building. It's been a while since I built a den, actually.
Yeah, we built a little den today. And yeah, it was quite a chilled weekend.
Nice, nice.
Quite a chilled weekend. We should have really got out, I suppose, a bit more. But man, it's cold, isn't it?
Well, speaking of cold, Nora had a football match yesterday.
Oh, it was cold.
0 degrees. You're freezing. The one, like, what a game. It was like a proper humdinger. It was 3-0 down, and we came back to and fro in all the way through, and we won 6-5. So
nice.
Came back. We fought a game up and same. We seem to be come on strong, you know, as we go on. We get caught cold on the start. Literally, yesterday we got caught cold. But last 2 weeks, have been 3-0 down to start with, and then come back to win.
Nice.
Which is good going. Good spirit around the team. Don't give up and don't let your heads drop, which is good. But they're getting better. They're getting good.
And the thing is as well, with kids at that age as well, once they start to get tired, they lose concentration, don't they?
Yeah.
And for them to sort of keep going and keep going and be able to play sort of towards the end of the game when they are tired and still concentrating on what they're doing.
Yeah, it's good going.
Credit to them.
Yeah. They didn't have a game this week, which was random. Do you know what I mean?
She appreciated that.
Well, she didn't, because she sat and watched No and she hated it. So she was sat moaning all the time. Can we go? I'm cold. I'm like, I'm cold, love. And all I can do is minus whatever, 0 degrees. It's freezing, love. Sit there on your phone, teenager.
Yeah. Did you say, my mum used to do this when I played football, so I have to do it. When you're older, you're going to have to do it.
Yeah, my mum did, but she was sitting in the car. She used to say this football, but sitting in the car.
Right next to pitch.
As close as she could, yeah. Gabby, whatever. She'd sit and knit, but yeah.
With some binoculars out.
Yeah. My dad never took the football.
No.
But I'm not crying about it. I'm not like, this one's
Come on, get it out. Get it out. You want to talk about it?
No, sorry. Because I can't cry. I'm broken. Don't make me cry. Once I turn the water on, that's it. I'll turn it back off again.
Just punch you right in the face.
But yeah, so I've had an alright week, actually. It's been busy at work. Been plowing through loads of stuff, and work's boring, isn't it?
Do you know what I enjoyed this week?
What?
We went for a walk, didn't we?
Oh, we did go for a walk. I didn't enjoy it, actually. Man, I couldn't walk next day. But my shoes, because I went in my trainers that I do my exercise classes in, for some bizarre reason, I had like semi blisters under the bottom of my feet. Absolute agony, I was. It's crazy. What was yours like?
Strangely enough, as soon as I left you, my feet were killing. It was all right as we were walking
around. Yeah, same
as
snap.
As we were talking.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I left you, I was in agony.
It must have been as we stood still. Do you know when we stood still yapping outside my house? And then I went in, I pretty much got inside and I was like, oh, God, my feet, they've like rubbed under, like, soles of my feet. Next morning, I was hobbling a little bit, but once I got going, I was away again. They're right now, but.
First world problems.
I know, big time. me really comfy trainers were rubbing.
Yeah, I just completely forgot what I was going to say. But it would have been funny.
I bet it was.
I bet it was. We don't normally do this, but we've got a couple of shout-outs on this, don't we?
Yeah.
Shall I go first?
Go ahead and shout out first.
I'm shouting out to your nephew.
Okay, you shout out to my nephew then.
Says he got engaged this week.
He did, yeah. He got engaged.
That's cool, because him and Jess have been together quite a while, haven't they?
They have, yeah.
I wanted to message him, actually, and just say, look, how did you do it? Because Tez is obviously quite... What's the word? What's the word I can use to describe?
Big boned.
I was thinking theatrical.
All right. I was going to get down and back up again off his knee. That's what I thought he was on about. I was going to say, he managed that one.
Yeah. Well, that's what I wanted to know. I wanted to know whether he really did.
He did, yeah. I've got photos of him on his knee. So check this. This is how, like, so most people, when I got engaged, it was me and the missus, and I didn't stage, like, you know, people to take photos and things like that. He'd done all that. He had people in the distance hiding to take photos.
Oh, that's a guy that's properly landed.
Yeah, proper. And they absolutely love the deep, like, you know, the hull.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a living hull anyway. And they absolutely love deep. Go there quite a lot. I think they might have, like, a season ticket, I think. Go quite a bit. And see penguins and that. But in the background...
The fish move, don't they? It's not like you go to a gallery. The pictures are still there. They're all the same. They're not going to move. Go to the deep. The fish move. So yeah. You're never going to see the same thing twice.
There you are. But anyway.
Well, no, because they'll be at one side of the tank one day. Then they'll get eaten. And then they'll be at the other side.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So they're the deep in the background, I think. So I think that was planned from the deep, like in the background, where they'd done it from. It was a nice. It was like a nice photo as well, because it was like a bit of a foggy, icy day when they did it. So pictures look nice. But anyway, congratulations to them both. Big time.
Congratulations, yeah. Nice. Pleased for
him. Yeah. It's about time.
I didn't want to say that. Shotgun wedding.
I don't think so. I don't think that's the reason why he's dropped it already.
Well, what was shout out for?
So mine's my sister-in-law. She's got back onto the podcast. The revelation is, went out for tea and she went, hey, I've just started listening again. What do you mean listening again? What have you dropped off for? But apparently she's been walking to and from work and been listening. And that hour and no, so she said, she's not that she feels embarrassed, but she said people must think she's nuts because sometimes she's walking just laughing out loud. Like she's got like schizophrenia or something. Does anyone else do that?
I do.
Yeah.
And I know what's coming up.
It's a good job by me.
I'll just rewind that, listen to it again. Give myself a pat on the back sometimes. Sometimes it's funny. I genuinely... I've been listening and laugh to myself.
Oh,
I think part of it is because obviously not only do I know what's coming up, but I know what we cut out as well.
Yeah.
So that tickles me, knowing that if only everybody else could hear what we say.
I do chuckle, or like I just walk around with a big cheesy grin on my face and people must think, yeah, what's wrong with that kid? Especially because I've got like headphones that sit like quite deep in my ears, if that makes sense. So if you, like, you don't have the wire anymore, do you? Or the big cans over the head and stuff like that.
I have the wire.
Oh, so you can tell you're listening to something, yeah, do you know what I mean?
I have the earphones in with the wire, so when I go in, sometimes not even plugged in my phone, so people don't talk to me.
Yeah.
So the wire's good.
Do you know, I miss the wire. The amount of times I can't find my headphones is unbelievable. To the point where I'm thinking I might get some little bits of string and fasten them to them, just so I don't lose them.
Like them mittens that go through your coat.
Pretty much. Or your glasses holder. I need them for my headphones. I can just hang them around my neck, because otherwise I lose them.
So you wear glasses?
I do.
Glasses today, so you could have a bit of string around the back of your glasses, bit of string on your earphones, string on your gloves, string on your wallet, string on your phone.
Yeah.
You're like a puppet.
Might as well be.
Muppet.
Easy, lad.
Sorry.
New binoculars, they're nice out there.
They're beautiful, then.
Yeah, just for radio.
Well, your face is for radio.
Well, there is that, yeah, definitely. Oh,
that's a bit rude, isn't it?
I expect it from you.
Oh, I've had half a mouthful of red wine, and that's it. I've gone crackers.
And I brought some red wine, haven't I?
You have, mate. You have.
I'm on my challenge where I'm not drinking till my birthday.
I tell you what else we need to just have a quick discussion about. Because obviously, like, COVID kicked in. This is, like, properly the first time we've done this year, isn't it? Together, I think.
Yeah, but we're only, what, 2 weeks into
it? I know, but what I'm saying is you dropped some Christmas presents off that you was unable to do before Christmas. Yeah. What's going on with that wrapping?
Oh, it's good, isn't it?
What is it's good, isn't that it? Some sort of, like, origami stuff she's got going. I'm presuming it's Amy. It's not me. You. Give up.
It's me.
You have not wrapped that.
Did I leave the card slipped in it as well? Because that's the whole point. It's meant to write that so you can slip the card in. Or did I take the card out?
I think they were probably in it. I probably pulled the card out.
Yeah, so that's what it's for. It's just slipping a card in. So your card slips in and hide away.
Where's your Santa tape?
Don't need it.
I know. I mean, Ellis is still here. So I'll take a picture and I'll put it on Instagram. Because that is some proper impressive stuff.
I want praise for that, bad boy.
The only way I can rap without rapping.
Tim Foyle. And you've done that before, haven't you?
Yeah, a few times.
Love it.
But yeah, that's some. I mean, not only is that so impressive, but you can take that paper off, don't tear it, and use it again.
I think I can.
Recycle it. Is that what you've got from last year?
No, I didn't really do it, Amy, did it?
Of course you didn't do it.
Yeah. I thought I'd best do it now because I'll get home and I'll get my head kicked in.
You did write on the card, on the bag, or certainly on my bag.
Oh, I did, yeah.
I wasn't sure it was yours or. No, I was writing.
I spelled something wrong twice. Did you see? Yeah. I was quickly writing in. For some bizarre reason, I've got this thing. I either want to write in uppercase or lowercase. Obviously, most people do. But after for a word, I'll just like chuck in uppercase letters.
Just change it.
I'm really bad for L's. So I could, for something with L in, if it's in middle, I want to put a capital L. And then I'm like, oh, I don't know what happens to me. It's like, really weird.
Like Merry.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. And then the other thing I'll do is I'll do like a little M, but then I'll do a big capital E. And I'm like, hang on, you've got the wrong thing on. What are you doing? It just certain letters, no matter what I'm doing, I want to put them into a capital. It's really weird.
Technology age, isn't it?
I think it's just being a stupid, dyslexic person, I think.
There's possibly that as well. Speaking of technology, this leads us very, very nicely into this week's question.
Doo-doo.
Give
us it.
So this week's question was not from a dad, it was from a mum.
Nice.
It was from Sarah, and she's in Cambridge. And she says, as an avid listener, that we have been caught out a couple of times in parenting through technology, not in parenting personally through technology. Mm. Is there a time where technology's caught you out as a parent?
Yes.
So we talked before about you doing the reply to all on the email.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure we've all done the thing where we've sent a text to the wrong person.
I've not done that, but I was watching a TV programme and I can't think what it was. All I think it's I've just told you that. I've seen Jimmy Carr's new programme.
No.
And so pretty much, whole programme, the premise is, he tells you things about the thing and you've got to remember it and regurgitate it back as questions.
I have seen it.
There's a kid on there, and he texts his dad, and he sexts his dad, sex text his dad. Like, how does that even happen?
Not on purpose, though, surely.
I bloody hope not. But apparently they had the same couple of letters in the name, as in, like, I don't know, started with the same couple of letters, so he accidentally texts his dad. I have been funny, but you click on the message.
Yeah, you wouldn't search through your phone directory, would
you? No, and then go, oh, I'm going to text you a new text message. So it did smell a bit of bullshit, but it was a good story anyway.
It's a nice little anecdote.
Yeah, yeah.
So, go on then, when have you been caught out with technology?
So, recently we had this big time. Big time we had this. And it's to do with technology and telephones, big time. So, arcing back to when we had the issue, do you know, I think it must have been episode one or episode two where...
We were talking about bedtime routines.
Yeah, we were talking about Sandman and stuff like that, and I was talking to kids, and Pitch Black, who's part of the Sandman, he comes into your bedroom and gives you bad dreams, stuff like that. So we had something very similar along them lines. So I'm sat on settee, and Noah goes, "Who's Pennywise?" to Amy, and I was like, "Yeah, I know Pennywise is, but we're not on about the same Pennywise, surely." And Amy went, "I don't know Pennywise is. I've never heard of Pennywise." And I'm like, "I have. I know Pennywise is."
know everything, yeah, Dad.
So as soon as Amy says, "I don't know who it is," and also Noah's inquisitive to know who Pennywise is, Ava jumps on the telephone and Googles.
On the telephone.
Pennywise. Rings operator. 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 So she Googles and she types into Google, Pennywise. Now, if you're at home, do me a favour, just chuck it to your phone, Pennywise, and look what the first photo comes up. To the point where, no one went, I don't like it. Everyone went, ooh, and I was like, oh no, I've realised what's happened here. So the whole way through, I'm thinking, yeah, I know what it is. And I'm not even thinking anyone's going to Google it. I'm just keeping stummers in, like, I don't want to invite this in. And because Amy says she doesn't know, I'm like, yeah, we're okay, sort of thing. But not realising, I'm thinking he's on about something completely different. Not thinking he's on about It from Pennywise. Pennywise from It, should I say. Wow.
So, for those who don't know, it's not a nice thing, is it?
Oh, definitely. So don't show your kids it.
Yeah. So, you've proper... Parenting 101. They've been proper scared to death. And
oh, yeah. To a point where that night we had another incident of like, I can't go to sleep. Every time I shut my eyes, I see him. Oh, Jesus Christ. Don't need this.
Bad times. So what you needed to do in that situation is pull out a quick, what's Pennywise? It's when you spend not a lot of money and you're smart about it.
Yeah.
But obviously, this is something that Noah's either been told at school or
well, this is the thing. Was that where you got this from? And he said, oh, my friends have seen it at school. And I was like, bullshit. I don't believe kids have seen that.
I don't know. I think kids get access to everything now.
They get access to it, but surely they've not got access to it. Like, I don't know.
There was a thing going around once.
6 year olds watching It. Oof.
What was that Octopus Games thing?
Squid Games.
Yeah, that one.
A bit like that. Close.
I think I saw the cheaper version.
Yeah.
And what,
Calamari Games.
That's the posh version. Want that to do with, like, a few schools say to parents, that, and this was in the media, that yeah, you're going to have to make sure you stop your kids watching that, because it's pretty brutal.
It is. But it can't be psychologically good for kids.
Absolutely not.
Like, as a kid, I don't recall watching anything like that.
Well, not
a 6, 7, 8. I mean, I'm talking, I was like, 11, 12 when I started watching sort of scary stuff.
Because that's loads better, isn't it?
No, but I'm a little bit older. I mean, yeah. 6 years old. Jeez, that's like, the kid's scared of pitch black from a kid's film. Like, do you know, it's meant to be from Guardians of the Thing. Never mind an actual serial killer clown.
I think the thing is as well, when you go to sleep, because your brain's sort of in that sort of semi, you know, like when you wake up, it takes you a bit, doesn't it, to sort of kind of get yourself around. And because your brain's this magical thing in your head, that sometimes if you hear something, you just consistently check it. I've had times when I was a kid and being at home, maybe if I'm home on my own, and you wake up and think, what's that noise? What's that? I've hid under my bed loads.
Have you?
It was only till I was about 19, 20, I couldn't fit under it
anymore. Yeah, stop hiding under it. I tell you what, no, it's really bad for doing, and it sort of like gets me a bit like, oh, this is a bit weird. Is it, it'll come downstairs and go, my bed's shaking. Bed shaking. He's like, yeah, someone in my bed shaking my bed. And I'm like, oh, God, I don't need this. And he's got like a bed that he can slide out. I'm thinking, I don't want to go under the bed because if there's someone there, I'm going to get scared and dead. I know there's not there, but I'm like, oh, please don't make me go under the bed. Please don't make me go. And the other one is like, it says, oh, someone knocking on my wall. And I'm like, someone knocking on your wall. Now, we are in like a terrace. So there's Ava's got one bedroom on their side and she and he's got the other side. I'm like, oh, it'll be just next door. Like, you know, they'll be doing something. He's like, yeah, but it's the wall into the hallway. And I'm like, yeah, great. That's a great big drop. Do you know my stairs? So and he's like, it's that wall there knocking. I'm like, well, there's not on that side of the wall. So whatever's knocking on that wall is a ghost.
Just say to him, look, yeah, they're knocking because you're not asleep.
Oh, my. I might try that.
If you got to sleep, stop knocking.
Yeah, I might try that. It's scary to death a bit more. But yeah, it's, you know, things like that. I'm just like, oh. And the other one as well is, I'm doing it for a while, but they'll go, who's that in corner? And Ava once woke up in the middle of the night and she was like, oh, tell him to go away. And I was like, tell him to go away. The person there, tell him to go away. And I'm like, there's no one in the room, Ava, please stop doing that. Stop.
As you get back into bed.
Yeah, she goes to sleep like, thanks, I feel loads better. I'm like, I don't. Ava, wake up. Oh, God, I hate it. But that's just genuinely sleep paralysis, isn't it? Where your mind's, you're dreaming about seeing someone or dreaming about something, and then obviously, as you come to, you can't distinguish if you're still asleep or awake. There's no one in the room. Do you know what I mean? I'm not thinking, but, oh, man. But at the time, you're like goosebumps thinking, is there someone there? Is, do you know what I mean? Like, what's going on?
What you need
is
just get a massive baseball bat.
Just that swing it around.
Is anybody in or out there?
But yeah, oh man. I love like ghost stories and scary stuff. Like I genuinely listen to like podcasts that I've got like you know Battersea Dog, not Battersea Dogs.
Battersea Dogs.
It's called Battersea Poltergeist. And it's quite good. It's good little podcast, like, and it just tells like scary stories and stuff.
Is it about dead dogs?
No, I didn't mean to say Battersea Dogs though.
Ghost dogs.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's how I got followed by technology. What a long way around we went there.
Right, so I've been trying to think of this. I don't know if I can actually think of a pinpointed time that I've been stung by technology. I'm sure during the week or something, and I listen back to this, and so someone will come to me. But what I can, not necessarily with kids, well, sometimes with kids, you know, like when they like look through your photos on your phone.
No.
Not like I've got things on my phone that, necessarily shown, but I've got things on my phone that I can't always fully explain. There's a picture of you in your living room, and I took a picture of you through your window, and like your bum was hanging out.
It's quality that one, because I'm looking on my shoulder like, hello!
But I can't explain it, so I don't obviously want them to. Again, when you ring me, the picture that comes up on my phone is of you in the nude.
Backwards, by the way, I'm not from facing. I just want to clear that up. It was when where did we go? When somewhere? Was it Barcelona?
It was when we went to Barcelona.
Yeah, and I was getting a shower, but obviously I was in this like dormitory. I was like, I don't want to face trying to dry it, so I'm stood backwards. You're taking photos of me.
There's also the picture of you on the toilet.
Yeah. Once again, you guys busted in while I'm trying to.
There's just pictures on there that I don't. You know, why is it that if you show somebody a picture on your phone, why is it that they suddenly want to take that phone out of your hand and just suddenly start swiping through your pictures?
See, I'd never do that. Like, you're supposed to look at that and they give me the phone. I'll go, oh, yeah. I won't then go, let's just swipe left or right. Because you can find out.
Exactly.
I would never do that. People do that, though. I've given someone my phone, and then next to me, they go, oh, look at your kids. I'm like, hang on, that's about 12 photos. That's what you've been looking at.
Yeah, what have you swiped through to get to that one? So I've been close to them sort of things. Or like, you know, they've been scrolling through old pictures or whatever, and I've been sort of over the shoulder.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're somewhere and you just, I need someone just to entertain them for a little bit, they go, have a look through them pictures, and then suddenly go, whoa!
Give me that back.
Or you know, maybe that there's a picture coming up. Again, not that I should have anything on there. I wait for police to knock on.
Jesus, a bit deep. My football coach, like...
When you was a kid...
No, not my football coach, sorry, I shouldn't say that. No football coach, texts me the other night. So what he'd done is, like, we're in the chat group with all the mums and dads and also the coaches who can arrange football matches and stuff like that. And somehow he'd saved Amy's number and it'd come up as Noah instead of Amy. So all of a sudden he had this big, massive panic on. Because if you've got kids in the room, make sure the kids' ears are covered now. Because I'm going to talk about something. We'd all been discussing about Secret Santa and Santa coming to the party we had. So, and all of a sudden he had this blind panic and he was like, oh, Noah's in the chat group, which means Noah's been reading these messages and we've been talking about Santa and Mike Santa being Santa and things like, and he got a proper panic on and he was like, oh no. I was like, it's Amy. No, I got a phone. But like, he probably thought he got caught out by technology just for the simple saving the name in the wrong place and stuff like that.
And should he be texting your wife?
No, we're all in the same group.
Oh, okay.
And so what happened is Amy would say something in the chat group, and for him it came up as Noah. So he's thinking Noah's responding to these things. Like someone's kid might be sick, and then they're like, Noah going, oh, I hope the film will be better soon. Do you know that sort of thing?
That was so caring.
He's such a nice guy. But yeah, because he just texted me and was like, actually, I've never got my phone. He's like, and I was like, no. He's like, it keeps coming up as Noah instead of Amy. And I was like, well, you've obviously saved it wrong. Yeah. But he hadn't. He'd put the company name. So you can put name, full name, surname, and the company was Noah for some reason. And WhatsApp, it defaulted that to say Noah. So, but you've got a proper panic that he'd ruined Christmas for a 6-year-old. But yeah, technology, eh?
Technology has bitten us. Who is your plonker of the pod this week?
I'm going to let you go first because I've got a funny feeling, Matt. I've got two plonkers. But I want to see what yours are first, because if we've got the same, I'm going to go down the route of the other one, because I want to steal your thunder.
I've got two.
You go first anyway.
I've got two. My first one is a little called company called Marks and Spencer.
Oh no, so we're okay to start with. Go on. Yeah, go on. Good. Go on.
So, I don't know if you've seen this week, but Marks and Spencer are pulling off sweets.
Exactly.
They're pulling off a certain type of sweet. Oh. No, they're renaming it.
This isn't just Marks and Spencer's.
Oh, that's the one I saw. I thought, is that not the one that's taken like the lead in it?
Marks and Spencer's. Oh, I don't know. I thought Maynard's had done it as well.
Oh, well, anyway, so the sweet Midget Gems have been called Midget Gems since. I mean, Midget Gems are like old sweets, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like properly, like our grandparents' sweets.
Oh, they probably go back to the First World War, like 1920s, probably, if we did it.
And they've been around for this long. They've been. I mean, how many people have complained that they're called Midget Gems?
I don't think people have complained. I think it's overcorrection of society. Now, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Do you know what I mean? I think we're getting to a point where we try. Don't get me wrong. Yes, you don't call a little person a midget and things like that. But I think we're taking connotations from other things and going, "Oh, you can't do that. That's not right. You can't have that sort of thing." I think
that's exactly it.
We're going a little bit too far, and I get the word itself, isolated or used as a derogative term to someone who's small, is wrong.
Yeah, but it's not. It's a sweet.
Exactly. They're going to call little gems now, aren't they?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, they'll call them something, won't they? Somebody else will call them something else.
And I won't know what I'm getting. I'll end up with some fruit salads and I wanted some Midget Gems. But yeah, oh man. I did see this.
Ridiculous.
Well, someone told me at football about this and I was thinking, right, where's the punchline? Because I genuinely thought there was a joke coming. And he was like, no, Google it. And I googled it. I was like, oh, here we go.
It's crackers. Unbelievable. Right, my second one. I've got something to play for you.
Oh.
Right. This is, I hope this works into my...
Well, all that, as you know, is subject to an investigation with Sue Gray. So until that report is completed, your guess is as good as mine. I don't know whether I attended the party. It's that age-old question, if a tree falls in a forest but no one's there to hear it, does it make a sound? Well, if there was a party in lockdown when we told everyone they couldn't even attend funerals but no one knew about it, was there a party? And Sue Gray is tasked with answering this philosophical question. You know, it's very hard because hypothetically I could think, oh, you know, back in May 2020, I was there with my rosé that I'd got on the way, it's direct route, great, and I saw Stroll looking at 40, 50 people thinking, ah, is this wrong? Well, I'm not going to know that. And
I'm going to leave it there. I don't know this woman's name, but can you get out of anything now by saying, well... Kind of, I suppose, until you prove it, I'm not going to admit that I was there, which is basically what she was saying. So this goes back to the parties that the political parties throw. And I hate doing these plonks of the politics because I could literally do one every week. But she was asked the question, was you at this party in May 2020? And she's basically said, I'm not going to say yes or no until somebody tells me if I was there.
Oh my God.
It's just absolute bonkers. So if I punch you in your face and you go to police, they're going to come to me and say, did you punch me in his face? And I'm going to go, well, it's that age-old question, isn't it? If a tree falls in the woods and it makes a noise, did it really happen? I don't know. Did it really happen? I was listening to that and I saved it on purpose because I thought this is an absolute perfect plonker.
That's nuts. That is... I'm trying to open your phone. Bloody bastards, I can't even open it. I just want to look who she is.
Don't swear people away.
No, I'm sorry. Rosie Holt.
I don't know whether that's the person who's interviewing, though.
Oh, right.
Or
right.
The person that's posted the TikTok, I'm not sure. So, it's like... I forgot what I was going to say again.
That is the most nuts thing. That's childish stuff. That's like catching a kid out and going, stick your tongue out, tongue's blue, you've been lying. Is it?
Yeah. Well, if a tree falls in the woods. And there's a reason why people do not trust politicians.
Oh, yeah.
If you've been at a party, just come out and say, I was completely wrong for doing it, doesn't make it right, and I've heard some really, really sad stories, but do not literally go, prove I was there, and then admit it, and then I'll come back and I'll apologise later on.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to get all politics here, but apparently Boris Johnson saves his own skin is going to have a massive tear out of his old backroom staff and stuff. Which means people who potentially might not have been there are going to get canned just so he can save his bacon. and reshuffle his pack, apparently, was saying. I'm like, Jesus, just go, Boris.
It's just one of them things, isn't it, that I just think... I mean, that screams Plonker to me. And what's the good thing about this, because we've been doing this Plonker the Pod for quite a bit now, haven't we, since season two, haven't we? So 18 episodes in. So we've got a Plonker the Pod every week. Other people must be looking at stuff like this and going, what an absolute Plonker they are.
Yeah.
So if there is things, or you do see people, just drop us a bell and we'll have a look into it.
Yeah.
And we'll tear them to pieces. Because it's crackers. And it's frustrating. I don't know if frustrating is the right word, but it's so stupid that, I don't know, it's a bit laughable, really.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that as every excuse I've ever
had. Well, if a tree falls in the wood.
Did you eat that last bit of cake? Well, I mean, you've got to ask yourself, if a tree falls and there's nobody around. Right, give us your plonker.
I'm absolutely astonished by that woman. She's an educated person. I think she's educated. She must be important, but oh my God.
But that's what I mean. She's clever enough to skirt around it, isn't she?
But once again, that's why we don't trust him.
Exactly.
Right, my plonker of the pod. I've got two, okay? And both of them are sort of organisations. First one I'm going to go with is the England cricket team.
Oh, man.
I've never known not like it in my life. They spent 14 days in isolation preparing for the tournament, and then they went and lost the Ashes in 12 days. 12 days of cricket. I know they've been there longer than that, but in actual 12 days of actually playing the sport, they've lost the Ashes. They spent more time in isolation getting themselves ready up. I've never known us be so unprepared, just out of sorts. It's embarrassing.
We do this with cricket, though. This is the thing with English cricket. We're either the World Cup winners or we get absolutely embarrassed. Trust,
yeah.
We don't ever plateau mid-range, do we? We're not a middle-of-the-league type of cricket team. We're either the best in the world or the absolute worst.
Yeah. There was one today, and it finished today, obviously, so you'll know what they recorded. But there was one, he got full tossed, and he stepped back out of his crease and just swung at it, and I was thinking... What are you doing? You've took that much of a big step. No wonder you're not. How long do you think his bat is? I think he's got a telegraph pole in his hand. I was like, that is unreal. But as he swung it, he like realised he was too far away and then had to like lean into it and still didn't get it. I was like, this is just embarrassing.
Yeah, we're not good at cricket.
We are. I don't know what it is because we've got some good players. We've got some good individuals and stuff. We just, I don't know what's happened this tournament. Well, I kick on the tournament, this series.
But like football, for instance, very tactically run. And I know cricket is to a certain extent, but you're not telling me that you just become bad at hitting the ball or bad at bowling. I know that you use the pitch and the weather makes a massive difference, doesn't it, and stuff like that. But I'm probably being really ignorant, so I apologise to anybody that plays cricket and will know a whole lot more than me. But if you've got a bat and somebody bowls it, you hit it.
Ignorant.
There you go. There's the rules. There's the dad tails cricket rules.
I mean, I'm no expert at cricket, and a lot of this is I've got from talking to people who are better experts than me, and I'm going, what is going on? They're feeding me what the actual ins and outs is. But I think it's we haven't got enough versatility in our bowling attack. So when it comes to batting, we're putting far too much pressure on ourselves to chase big wickets down, chase like big scores down, which is where it's like they're having to go for big targets, whereas normally our bowling's a bit better and we don't have much versatility. I think we're quite slow and we don't have much pace in our bowling, is from where I can get on. But anyway,
I'll take your word for it.
Absolute plonkers. If you're not ready for it, or this is another thing that I can't stand. If we've got an aging squad, ship them out, let the kids have a go, and then get them ready for the next tournament. Because what we've proved there is the guys we've used. One good enough for it. Some are quite over the hill. So those kids came in, and even if they got smashed, that's experience ready for the next series.
Yeah, which is what football did, really, wasn't it?
Which it should be. For me,
with blooded young players in the tournament,
I would someone go out on the sword, going, these are for the next tournament, because actually, if I'd have played the old boys, we probably wouldn't have gone any further, or we could have been just as bad. But I like to say that the next, in 4 years' time, them kids are going to be unbelievable. And they've got the experience and they're not going to quiver at the expectations of what's on the show.
The only sort of softening blow to all of that was that it was abroad and we didn't see it in this country.
But
I know you see it on television.
Yeah, but I mean, we got cricket mania when it's the Ashes, don't we? Here around Australia. I don't know if COVID had something to do with that, the army's not gone across there and the Barmy Army have not gone across there and been supporting. So like a lot of people I know who do normally follow England cricket a lot haven't gone because of COVID and stuff like that. So I wonder if that's had an effect that we're, I can't say the fans have had it made a difference, but I think maybe it's just been played down a bit that we've not really heard much and stuff.
Yeah, possibly.
But anyway, yeah, you plonkers. My second one is the English FA.
Well, you're going spotting heavy today.
Yeah, so it's just absolutely boiled my blood what's going on at the moment. Now, COVID, we all know COVID's an absolute outrage. Now, either you can have a game suspended because of COVID.
Who's either?
Don't interrupt me while I'm trying to talk. You can either have your game suspended because of COVID, or you can't. End of. Leighton Orient, in the second round of the FA Cup, couldn't field the team because of COVID problems. Nothing to do with injuries. They came to the thing and said, look, we haven't got enough players to field it because of COVID outbreak. We've got a squad of some like 23 players, and we've got 7 that got COVID at this moment in time. Therefore, we haven't got a strong enough squad. Well, not strong enough, but we haven't got a squad. So they were kicked out of the FA Cup. Little team, they've gone, right, you forfeit. Spurs get a bye. This weekend, FA Cup, Man United, Liverpool. Okay, we'll have a replay later on.
Can I just say, Man United played their FA Cup tie.
Or was it Liverpool and...
Liverpool didn't.
Who was it? Liverpool and...
Was it Liverpool Tottenham?
Yes. Yeah. So they said, oh yeah, that's fine, you can have it and we'll replay it later on. That's fine, it's not a problem. So same thing for Spurs. They had a COVID outbreak, couldn't play in Europe. I know this is UEFA I'm talking about now. They get kicked out of a tournament because they can't field a team. Now, there's no consistency here. What we're doing is setting a precedent to go, oh, if you're sick, so injuries and suspensions don't count. If you got that, it's tough luck, get your youth team out. If you've got sickness, I tell you what, it's not fair, you can't play a team. What happens if the whole team comes down with diarrhea and sickness?
Well, this happened a few years ago. I think
with Spurs and Arsenal.
Them,
yeah, Spurs and Arsenal when the...
There was a restaurant, wasn't there?
Yeah, the head chef was an Arsenal fan, wasn't it? Allegedly.
Allegedly.
But yeah, so we set the precedent to go... So COVID is no different to having the squirts.
The squirts.
Is it though?
There's a title for this podcast.
The squirts. But is it? Genuinely, we're going down a very slippery slope, and the thing that has really, really, really annoyed me is little old Leighton Orient kicked out of a tournament because...
That was the remix of the famous Queen song.
little Leighton Orient. What have I missed there?
Part of Bohemian Rhapsody.
I'm just a little... I don't know what you're about.
Little old Lady Orient. Little old Leighton Orient.
Okay. Off my head.
Damn. Sometimes they're not.
So they're kicked out, but yet the big teams who genuinely have probably got a squad depth of twice, maybe three times of Leighton Orient, like some of them youth players that are playing for United, and I'm not picking on United because I don't think United are tied up in this, but they've got youth players that could probably get in the Leighton Orient team. They've probably got 67 year olds that could probably play for Leighton Orient because they're that good. But you're telling me that they're kicked out because they can't field a team, but yet a big team who've got strength and depth are going to go, oh, yeah, we'll give you back. It's money. It's money-driven problems.
It is with football. The everything bad that comes from football is driven through money. You can route it straight back to that. But exactly right, it's same as VAR. They're using VAR in Premiership grounds, but not in other games.
Yeah.
It should be a case of not...
You're doing it or you're not doing
so
it.
So if you're a Leighton Orient and you're playing an away fixture... In a Premiership ground, VAR plays.
Yeah,
it's one rule for.
Yeah,
one,
for
one.
For me, the FA Cup shouldn't be using VAR.
Yeah.
Because you're not governing on a an even keel.
Yeah.
So like you say, if you're playing a Premier League, so if you're pretty much a lower league team, do not want a Premier League team. It used to be you wanted a Premier League team for the day out, for the money and all that.
Yeah.
You don't want them because chances are not only you can get turned over, but you're not going to get the rubber of the green that you probably get if you're playing someone else and going, oh, let's just stick them half a yard.
Yeah, you might just be able to get a bit of luck at home ground. Yeah, it's stupid, and money does spoil it massively. The thing is as well, like with the squad sizes, you look at players that are coming on in cup games, they've got squad numbers 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
And I know not every single number's filled, but that means that they must have 50 or 60 players on their on their playing role.
Yeah.
And you're right, I don't understand why fixtures can't be fulfilled.
No.
It's ridiculous.
And the other thing as well is, I want to see their test.
Proof.
Yeah, I do, because it's too easy. So this is the other thing. Oh, it's patient, confident. Not at this level, not like work and things like that is different. Do you know, I know that employment there, but they're using this to their advantage.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's just really annoying me. And then the other thing, like, do you know, I think which manager said that loads of like teams that were postponed prior to the transfer window, he said it's not fair that they've, as all those games postponed, now they're going to play with a strengthened depth squad. So Newcastle missed out on a couple of games. If you look at the league table, I think Newcastle like one or two games behind the other teams around them. They're going to strengthen through the January window, play them games that are potentially around them at the bottom. If they get them points, that's some safety, because I'm not saying they've tactically done it, but if anyone had a bat on, they could go, let's wait to window, let's wait to transfer window, it's only around the corner. Yeah, we've got a COVID problem. Especially if you're going to play someone like Arsenal or something, you think,
You always get as well around this time of year more injuries.
Of course you do.
Cold weather and things like that. Yeah. People potentially, you know,
or even suspensions and stuff. Yeah. Because you play too many games.
Yeah. And so it's very easy. If you're on sick bed because you've got a pulled hamstring, or he's got a failed LFT test.
And chuck him in with stats.
Yeah. Yeah. Ridiculous.
Do us a favour, Johnny. Go lick the rest of the team, because we need time.
Go lick the team.
That's how you get it, though. You're licking each other.
That's exactly how you get it.
Oh, man.
I love a good rant at the end.
Yeah, last 2 weeks I've had a right you proper have. Thing. I'm not having individual plonkers either. I'm off at big stuff. I'm taking like, get me shotgun out, just spraying it all over. I'm
bringing the big guys down.
Single-handedly.
We'll all get together and we'll just sort of see if we can, I don't know, we'll change the world.
I don't think we will, mate.
I don't think we will, but it's worth knowing that we possibly can.
I don't think we possibly can either.
All right.
We're just two men sat in Studio One ranting. I mean, if someone put a camera on, they'd be like, what are these two loonies up to?
They would, you're right. We'll just finish off very quickly, and this is a little bit of a teaser, it's not a spoiler because I'm not going to tell you, but we had some really strange, not strange news, but interesting news this week, didn't we?
Yeah.
That slid into our Dad Tales DMs. And hopefully, over the next few weeks, there'll be some really hot news coming up.
Yeah.
That we'll be able to let you know a little bit more about. And it blew my mind when it came through.
But you texted me non-stop, but I was busy at work. And you're like, answer your phone.
Yeah. So we'll hopefully be able to reveal something in the next couple of weeks. But yeah, watch this space. Big things for the Dad Tales podcast, you are.
Big things.
Possibly
not.
Maybe not, no. Right, let's do this all again next week.
See you next Thursday, my friend.
I'll see you next Thursday. You keep yourself smiling.
Stay safe.
Thank you for listening right to the end of this week's podcast. We hope that you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_, or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you are providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.